Four ways to eat for free. Whether you grow your own food or find it in surprising places, the art of finding free food has many benefits.
Did our earliest ancestors complain about the cost of living? Of course not. Their supermarket was the planet, and everything was free if you knew where to look. Most of us think this is no longer possible, but it seems that edible plants can be found in even the most built-up of urban locations. Need some salad? Almost any green space will contain dandelions and other edible leaves. And that's just the start. Urban environments contain edible roots, mushrooms, nuts, and more. Urban foraging is now common in the US, but a century or more ago, it was made illegal in most places. This was to stop people from living off the land, a restriction aimed at the Black and Native American communities. Bans still exist in some places, but elsewhere it's become a popular way to get free, fresh food. Books, courses, YouTube videos, apps, and even TikTok channels will show you what to pick. Indeed, the practice is now part of a wider movement towards sustainable lifestyles, attracting people from all backgrounds. Steve Brill, who's been teaching people how to forage around New York City for 40 years, says, "Interest has been steadily increasing. It's a very, very diverse people of all ages and ethnicities."
Roadkill rescuers. Drive along any country road, and sooner or later, you will see the carcass of a wild animal that's been hit by a car. Most people feel bad for the animal and drive on. Increasingly, though, others stop and take it home to eat. Before you judge, remember this is wild, organic meat from an animal that has lived a natural lifestyle. Even PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is in favor of people eating roadkill, as it is wasteful to just leave the animal to rot. Roadkill is certainly a superior option to the neatly shrink-wrapped packages of meat in the supermarket, which contain the corpses of animals who spent their lives on a filthy feedlot and whose throats were slit in a terrifying slaughterhouse, a PETA representative told one newspaper. While the practice is now widespread in the USA, Australia, and the UK, local laws differ. In France, for instance, it has been legal to retrieve deer and boar killed by cars since 2005, but not other animals. In the USA, laws that once prohibited eating roadkill in most states have been rapidly disappearing. Wyoming has even introduced an app that lets people signal a dead animal on the road and either ask for it to be removed or ask permission to take it themselves. In West Virginia, there is now an annual roadkill festival, where chefs present new roadkill recipes. The leaders in this domain, however, are the Alaskans. It has always been legal to collect roadkill in Alaska, where moose and caribou are often hit by cars. There is even a state program that salvages the bodies of some 1,000 animals a year and gives the meat to poor families.
Guerrilla gardeners. The easiest way of eating for free is the most obvious: grow your own food. Of course, not many people in the city have the land to do that, but about 10 years ago, a group of activists in the English town of Todmorden had an original idea. Calling themselves the Incredible Edible, they got permission to start cultivating food plants in neglected patches of public ground around the town, no matter how small. When the plants matured, they were free for anyone to harvest and eat. People picked herbs and lettuces for dinner on their way home from the train station. Corn grew outside the police station. The entire urban environment offered free, fresh food. The activists hoped that other residents would respond by planting things themselves. Their plan worked so well that today there are more than 170 places across Britain with Incredible Edible programs in operation, and around 1,000 more around the world. And this is just the most important initiative in a mass movement, exploring new ways of growing food in cities. Using hydroponics, growing plants without using soil, or simpler methods like planting in pots, it's possible to grow food in abandoned buildings, on office roofs, and even window ledges. Many charitable organizations in the US use these types of initiatives to offer fresh produce to people in deprived urban areas, known as food deserts, because almost no fresh food is sold in local shops, and to introduce disadvantaged people to the pleasure of working with nature.
Freegans. The easiest place to find free food is the last place most people would think of looking: the bin. Worldwide, about one-third of the food we produce goes to waste. The reasons include farmers whose produce is rejected by retailers, retailers who throw away goods that have not sold to consumers, and consumers who throw away the food they have not eaten. Freegans are people who fight against this waste by rescuing the food that is thrown away at the different stages of this process. For many, it's as much a moral choice as an economic one. The practice became common among British university students in the first decade of the 21st century. Faced with high tuition fees, students found a money-saving bonanza. Supermarkets throw away perfectly good food every day. By looking in the supermarket bins after the shop had shut, students could find fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as items like cheese, yogurt, meat, and more. The practice became more difficult when supermarkets realized what was happening, and some began spoiling the food with bleach. This caused a public uproar. Today, as a result, freeganism often works differently. The UK app Olio, for example, is a way for users to claim excess food from supermarkets and even private homes. During the first 6 months of the app's existence, in 2020, it gave away 36 tons of food. Nor is freeganism just about food. The UK app Freecycle lets people list things they no longer want: furniture, household appliances, toys, and so on. No money is exchanged, and so, with little effort, freegans manage to furnish their homes at zero expense.